Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
0.7 FM.
This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee. Here you will find mindful chats, guided meditations, and music to help you heal the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routines. Okay, happy Saturday. I hope y'all are feeling as good as I am. And let me tell ya, I'm feeling pretty good, okay? We are currently listening to Loved Ones by Armando Young. I love this song. It feels really, really good to me, y'all. I hope it's feeling good to you guys, too. I'm happy to be here on this lovely rising in the station to be able to share, like, this playlist with you guys today, right? I'm feeling very lovey-dovey, okay? You know, or just into the themes of love, okay? And romance and things of that nature. So we are going to get into that today as it relates to the music. And I just want you guys to sit back and enjoy, all right? I have my self-care deck and my rest deck, so we'll be able to pull those later and see what little tidbits we have to help us start our Saturday to get our weekend going, okay? So lock in, you know, get comfortable, you know, if you're still at home. Make sure it's nice and cozy in there because it's a bit chilly outside, y'all. If you're heading to work, okay, get comfortable but alert, okay? Stay with it and tune in, lock in with me for this next hour.
Want it more than anything. You want it more than anything. You want it more than anything. You want it more than anything. Don't you touch my radio.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. So we've just finished listening to Taliba Safia's most recent single, Sure Thing. I hope y'all like that. I surely do. Shout out to her. This is Violet by Daniel Caesar. This is one of his earlier songs. Like, this was a jam. I remember when I first heard this song randomly on a playlist, and I was shook. I was like, honey, that voice. I love this.
You're my violet.
lies, they leave you open. I try, I'm hopeless at night. No way of coping with this shredded heart. Can I get reparations for the pain? Baby, I'm afraid. Dress up, took them pictures and I dressed up, looking blessed up. You need something and I got you, I spot you. Till I see your love, it's not true, it's not true. And I'm scared of what that feels like, looking stupid, I didn't realize. Baby, I'm afraid, really I'm afraid. It's not here, I don't doubt your heart. I just know things change, it just leads to pain. I still bleed the same, I still say I'm fine, but I leave my brain. Don't wanna think no more, I can't defeat my shame. Don't wanna play no more, I can't defeat this game. But that phone still rings, can't delete your name.
Something keeps us from being honest in all consciousness. So baby, please, can we just start over again? Yeah, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Can we just start over again?
Love, I'm enamored by your fruit. Mango and
Hey Memphis, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. We've been listening to Mimosas by Aziza Love. Beautiful song. This whole EP is beautiful, guys. It's a love story, if you will. And it feels really, really good to enjoy this music. A really, really cool woman, okay? Okay, so speaking of mimosas. So mimosa is also the name of a flower. And, you know, it made me think about like herbs and how God has provided us with everything we need to heal our bodies, right? And being back home in Memphis, it's been really exciting to learn about the native plants and herbs that are around us. You know, I think there are like, are there wild violets that grow in the front yard sometimes? We've often seen dandelion root and things like that. Or just the dandelion flowers. We don't see the root out the gate. But yeah, how those are really good for like our guts and diuretics and detoxes and things of that nature. And, you know, it's growing in our front yard, right? Things that are also good for for healing skin conditions too. Eczema, you know, or bug bites or anything of that nature. And also, I've discovered lots of wild lettuce outside too. It's a common weed that, you know, we look at it as it's a useless weed, but it's something that can help with pain relief. Okay, so I encourage you guys to get curious. Like, if you have an iPhone, or there are so many different apps out there, like plant identification apps, where you can take a picture and the phone would identify it for you. And just research, you know, just, I encourage people to get curious about the things that are around them. I know we are obsessed with manicured lawns and having things looking nice and neat, but, you know, just check it out. You know, take a picture of that weed that keeps sprouting up in your front yard and see, you know, the name of it and see what its medicinal benefits are. And I'm not saying to forage it and begin to use it, but, you know, it's worth researching and just, you know, and maybe you can build up the courage and the knowledge to be able to one day forage safely. But yeah, because right now, let me tell you, there's lots of respiratory things that are going on. And as an herbal girl, an herbalist, it gets my wheels turning, and, you know, to see what can we use to help keep my family and to keep the community healthy. You know, like, I'm a lover of tinctures, you know, and tinctures are herbal extracts, right? So, but tinctures in particular are alcohol-based. So you... Let me see. There's a maceration process, which is the process in which you allow like the herbs to sit in some sort of menstruum or some sort of solvent that allows you to extract the plant material, all the medicine from it, right? And so sometimes people use Everclear or brandy or something like that, and they let it sit for like 3 weeks minimum. I've let something sit for like 2 years at a white willow bark tincture. And white willow bark is considered nature's aspirin, okay? So this is something that, you know, the people who created aspirin, they started off from a plant, y'all. And they found a way to, I guess, make it synthetic so that they can produce more of it at a rapid rate. But you can find the natural version of that at your local herb shop. You know, isn't that a curious thing, you know? I know for me it is, and so that's something that I infuse in body products, in sugar scrubs. I put it in beverages to help with pain relief as well. So, you know, just, I just want to encourage you guys to get curious and just study, learn. You know, if you come across something that sparks your interest, go down a cute little rabbit hole for a little 5 minutes. Go to TikTok. Let me tell you, my TikTok friends, they be teaching me the things, you know. And of course, anytime, you know, or before you decide to incorporate any new herbs into your diet, into your world, definitely check in with your doctor. Because, you know, while herbs You would think, oh, it's just plants and flowers. But baby, let me tell you, herbs, roots, all of those things are very, very powerful. Okay, there are some that are extremely light, some that are mild, and some that will put you down, okay? And there are sometimes interactions with different, you know, medications and stuff. So you want to always make sure that you are being smart and careful with all of this and always consult with your doctor, you know, before you start taking anything new, okay? This is Coral by Moses Sumney. I kind of talked through a lot of it, but you can catch the little last little bits of it, you know?
Just me and you alone, never lonely in the room, breathing slowly. Oh, you know me, yeah. Meditate, you can take me to a place where we can't be all alone. I let you hold me, cause you know me, me, yeah. Touch is making me feel way. Ooh, when I get around you, I lose it, lose it. Cause I feel so comfortable with you. You make me comfortable with you. I feel so comfortable with you. You make me comfortable with you. You make me wanna go deep, intimate. Let you in me inside. You're deserving of my mind, my mind. Lay your head on my pillow, say, ooh, touching. Way I'm touching, no, oh, it's okay with ooh. When I get around you, I lose it, lose it. Cause I feel so comfortable with you. With you, I feel so. pillow, say ooh, when you touching my body, say ooh, oh, yeah. I ain't loving nobody but you. You, yeah. Cause I feel so comfortable with you.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee, and I hope y'all been feeling good. We just finished listening to Comfortable by her, and this is Can't Wait by Jill Scott, okay? Let me tell you, I remember being in high school listening to, was it Words and Sounds Volume 2? Baby, listening to Crown Royal on Ice in fifth period, I had no business. I had no business, but that's what I grew up on. Some of the music that I grew up on, and she's forever in my heart. I've seen her quite a few times in concert. I just love that woman. And she gets it, okay? She's been giving us the neo-soul hits for a long time, okay? A beautiful spirit. Okay, so I have prepared my cards for you guys on today. So from our rest deck, today we have, I will sit down and daydream. Okay, and the back of this card says, your rest practice is about more than naps. Daydreaming opens up a moment to tap into possibility, hope, and imagination. Find a place to daydream right now. Sit or lie comfortably. Accept the invitation to go into a portal of care and invention. Trust your daydreams. I love that because I'm a good one to zone out, honey. Okay? You know, sometimes we don't always remember like our dreams when we go to sleep. I'm a believer that we're always dreaming. We just don't bring it back with us, you know? We wake up and we shake it off and we just do life. Okay, but sometimes I bring them things back with me. Sometimes they're helpful, sometimes they're a little alarming, you know? But when you take the time to daydream, you can focus your thoughts on something that you want to experience or call into your life, okay? And so you could take that time. I know for me, sometimes I'll get a little anxious when I go to have a moment of mindfulness or meditate. Right. And so to kind of balance that out, I try to do that during times when I'm listening to music. Right. And I kind of just sit back. I'll let the song kind of paint the scene for me, or, you know, I'll kind of set my own intentions. Like I'm working on this project. Like, what do I want it to feel like? How do I want it to make me feel and make other people feel? Right. And, you know, and that's where creativity is sparked. You know, let your mind wander, you know, without judgment. Just observe what comes to you and you'll be surprised what you get, you know? And sometimes when those scary things pop up or those negative thoughts, you know, sometimes we have to like see those things through, right? Or like meaning like we have to be okay with like, okay, I might not be feeling like the best about myself or my situation at this moment. And instead of pretending like that feeling is not real when it comes to you, you know, we kind of look at it and be like, okay, this is how I feel. Let me observe this feeling fill it through, and you'll eventually get to the other side of it, okay? So on our self-care deck, we have the card, drink tea. Now look, didn't I tell y'all about your herbs and your supplements or in your roots? But yes, drink tea. For me, like, drinking tea is definitely ritual for me, right? I like loose leaf tea. We have a family business, Lee's Urban Apothecary. Shout out to the fam. But yes, and so we sell loose leaf teas that you have to scoop and kind of put in your own strainer, you know, or however you do that, use your French press or something. And, you know, it's a careful task, you know, versus just getting some hot water and sticking a tea bag in there. You know, which can be its own ritual in itself. But for me, there's something like beautiful about, you know, like mixing your herbs, picking a combination that you feel is going to be helpful for you in this moment and, you know, letting it steep. It's a vibe, you know, and then the picture, like the girl, she's like sitting with her legs crisscrossed. You know, she has a couple of crystals. She has her kettle and her leaves, you know, inside of her, her teacup, and she seems peaceful. Okay, you know, let that practice be, let it be medicine for you, right? The literal beverage is medicine, but you know, the practice, the care that you're taking with your body, you know, it's a self-care practice. Hence, it comes from the self-care deck. Okay, so give that a try. And also, I know a lot of people do not like tea, you know, and honestly, I've been making it my mission to say, okay, you might not like tea regular, but you gonna like mine. And usually I definitely get them to my side. But you know, don't limit yourself to, you know, just tea. You can find other beverages that might be good for you. You know, there are a lot of adaptogenic beverages and adaptogens, those, you know, and those types of beverages, those things are good with helping manage your stress levels, right? So think ashwagandha. I know ashwagandha is trending for, I want to say lion's mane is considered that as well. It's a mushroom, you know, and these are things that are good at like regulating our stress receptors. You know, I've got to get us in balance, get us used to when something kind of shakes us up. You know, what mode do we jump in? Are we jumping into fight or flight, you know, or are we balanced enough? You know, do we have a regulated enough nervous system to, you know, be all right? Okay. And then the next card is deep breathing. Okay. That's a word for me, because with all of these viral infections, these respiratory issues that we are dealing with, you know, I know for me, I'm realizing, man, I really struggle with taking some really good, deep breaths. And breathing is, baby, that's a major point, a major key when it comes to life and us being comfortable and alive, you know. And it's another way that we help regulate our nervous systems. Honestly, it's like the first step. You know, you might not have any herbs or special adaptogens or, you know, anything like that. But one thing you do have access to is breath. Okay. And you know, when we are feeling overwhelmed, we notice that our breathing gets shallow, it gets quick, and when we don't get enough oxygen to our brains, we feel lightheaded, we feel weird, you know. So when you're starting to feel off balance, you know, don't be afraid to take those 2 minutes to take some deep breaths. Okay. And regulate yourself, you know. That's a great start to kind of resetting your system. Okay. Now, I know I've talked through it, but in the background, we've been listening to Tomorrow by John Legend. This my jam, y'all. So I'm going to let y'all enjoy these last couple of seconds.
Just another day. Of course I'm okay. I didn't make the decision to choose them and throw me away. Wish I had nothing to lose. Wish I had nothing to prove. Blew my last wish on the bruise. And I cannot get rid of you. just another day. Of course I'm okay, of course everything went my way. When I woke up, too much on my plate. I'm on my greatest escape. I one another time, can't work out why. Not sure what I deserve, remind me of my worth. I've been down for months, it's a tragedy in real life. I burn bridges and throw flames to feel alive. Wanna feel something, yeah. Wish I had nothing to do, wish I had nothing to prove. Blew my last wish on the weed and the booze, and I still can't get rid of you. Just another day. Of course I'm okay, of course everything went my way. When I woke up, too much on my plate. I'm on my greatest escape. I run another time, can't work out why.
Okay, that was Just Another Day by Fool Crate and Orlin. I really hope I said her name correctly. Okay, that is a new single by Fool Crate, and I don't know if you guys are familiar, but I've really, really, really been enjoying his mixes. He had that really cool mix to Back on 74. Check it out if you are not familiar. This is If I Was a Bird by Fantasia. And before we get into that, I want to remind you guys that, again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And Mempho is presenting WYXR Raised by Sound Fest, okay? And this is happening on Saturday, December the 7th at Crosstown Concourse. It's going to be a lot of fun things happening, y'all. Okay, we got Jay Spaceman and John Cox of Spiritualize. Okay, we're gonna have an after party with performances from the Black Keys, Tommy Wright the Third, and Lil Noise. Okay, as well as lots of other people. Blue Tom Review will be out there. We will definitely be able to support the folks at University of Memphis. So, if you are curious and want to hear more about the Raised by Sound Fest, you can go to raisedbysoundfest.com to find out more.
That's why I hide when all that's left in me. Why would I let this be? Where is my armor to block this whole fight? Oh, I didn't want you to take my hand, but I kind of like the thought of having. As a bird, I would fly out of here, forget everything, travel the world. If I was a bird, I would spread my wings so I can survive and get away from you. If I was a bird.
If you are just tuning in, you have been listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. Okay, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. So we've been listening to Karongbin. Dearest Alfred is the name of that song, y'all. I love me some Karongbin. Okay, they've been around for a minute, but my friend Silas reminded me last night. Shout out to him. It was his birthday last night. Yes, shout out to Silas. Love you, my dear friend. But yeah, they're up for a Grammy this year for Best New Artist. Okay, they are a band, I want to say. They're amazing. Get into them. This is Every Part in parentheses for Linda. Okay, this is by Moonchild. Memphis, it's been so lovely sharing this time with you guys on this lovely rising. Okay, we back to a little Karongbin, but I have to slide one more in. This is August 10th, by them on August 10th. Really, really good track. It's like, if you ever looking to feel like you floating without actually needing to float, if you know what I mean, this music can get you there. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this hour with me. Again, I encourage y'all, it is Saturday, so you know what that means? It's a farmer's market somewhere, okay? Well, I wonder, have they stopped them yet? I know the Agri Center does them a lot, you know, daily, but, you know, go get you some fresh food, go get you some fresh vegetables. You know, if you can't find a farmer's market, if those are done with, then absolutely, you know, I encourage you to get up and eat something fresh today. Go get you a salad. Okay, have you some water. Hydrate yourself. Okay, because there's stuff in the air, y'all, and we gotta keep our lungs clear, you know, stay healthy, keep our bodies in the alkaline states. We must be balanced, keep that mucus under control so that we can continue to live happy and healthy and to not spread anything to each other, okay? Don't forget to wash your hands, all right? You know, as often as you can, okay? And be blessed, y'all. Okay, I want you to enjoy these last few minutes of this song. The rest of the DJs that are coming up next, they have amazing things prepared for you guys on today. And I love you. Okay, until next time.
Hi, this is Lady K, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
I never thought I would live to see the day that I could give you up, baby.